Pickaxe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
Fuck, is it? Does it exist?
Yeah, that exists.
It's literally, it's out in a week's time. Yeah. It's literally that game.
He's done it again.
That sounds like a great game.
Welcome to Pitch Please.
Jesus Christ.
My name's Alex. That's me. I'm Alex. I'm joined by developer Chris of Foggy Box.
Hello.
Developer James of Catastrophic Overload.
Hello.
Thomas, the Ideas Engine, the Ideas Tank Engine.
Still hate that one. Hello.
And creator of the MCU, not that one, Matthew Castle.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Wow, just the best.
Wonderful.
Holy shit. Oh my God, I'm glad you asked, actually. It's been just the best day of my entire life. Let me get into it real quick. I'm not going to get into it. I'm lying to you. This is all just a bit. Can you start laughing so I can end the bit? Thank you.
Great, great bit. Who's got the pitch today? Is it you, Tom?
The Thomas.
You got a lovely pitch for it.
Thomas, the idea engine himself.
What's in your coal?
I've got quite a few ideas, and I think let's rattle through three different ideas I have, because I don't think individually they're good enough for one. And I'm going to start straight away with one that I thought up 5 minutes before we started recording. It's a three-word pitch.
Love it.
Chess versus zombies.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay. Make a game out of that.
Is it chess, or is it just the pieces are like your classes or something?
You tell me. Chess versus zombies.
I feel like chess is already kind of like that, because they kind of eat the other pieces as they go. Or is there like a defense building mechanism?
Well, that's the thing. I thought of chess the other day as like two armies going against
you came
each
up
other.
With chess.
I know what you're thinking. Wow, what an abstract
revolutionary
way of thinking about chess. But then I thought, what if the other army was zombies?
What if both armies are zombies?
Zombies versus zombies.
Recently, there was a game that I saw called Chess Kung Fu.
Where
it's up to four players, but all the chess pieces move at the same time. And then when you move, each piece has a cooldown. So it's all real time.
Right, okay.
So what if we took chess and then added a spin on it different to that, obviously, because otherwise you just made that game. But what is that? I don't know. Maybe there's a resource, like, you know, is it brains?
There have been quite a few other chess-like games recently, or like spins on chess, right? Because we played one not that long ago,
Tom. I think that's
why
I thought about this, yeah.
And that was it
Pornbearing?
Pornbearing, that's it. And that was like a chess roguelike almost.
Yeah, and you move things in particular ways and they could only attack in particular directions. But yeah, the playstyle is very different just with chess pieces. And also there's that, is it multi-dimensional 4D chess or whatever it's called? Like another one that completely changes it.
I have no idea what that is. Is it like a meme game?
No, it's actually like a legit thing. You can go backwards in time and change a move in the past, and it creates multiple realities in which multiple chess games are going on at the same time. I'm not even smart enough for chess. 5D chess, that's the one.
With 5D chess with multiverse time travel, overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam. Over 3,000 overwhelmingly positive
reviews. That's because no one wants to put their hand up and admit that they're too stupid to play that game. So it's like, oh yeah, this is amazing. But secretly,
this really scratched the itch. I needed something more complicated than chess. maybe chess versus zombies is plants versus zombies, but you move your pieces on the other side and they can only attack in particular directions. Like a pawn can only attack diagonally, a knight or a horse or whatever they're called can attack in the L shape or something like that. And you have to place your defenses down before it starts with chess pieces.
And I think I've got it. Okay, so zombies start on one side, you start on one side. You have to get your king across the field, right?
Right.
And the king has hit points. So zombies can go into the king as like a normal chess move would occur. Uh-huh. And maybe other pieces have hit points. So do the zombies. They have maybe like they certain pieces can attack for two, right? So okay. You want to take them out before they get to you. That's as far as I got. So let's expand on that.
Let's expand on that. I like that. What if it's regular chess, but wave defense? You've got your little army. It's a regular chessboard on your side. On their side, it's like 200 constantly spawning pawns, and they're just rushing towards you, and you have to survive as long as you can.
if one of your pawns gets bitten by a zombie, do they then turn against you? Like, have you got to be careful about where you position your pieces?
For it to be zombies, it has to have a kind of infection element to it.
Maybe only certain pieces can infect.
Maybe. But I like the idea of particular structures of waves incoming. Maybe it could be like a level-by-level puzzle game. Like you've got, you know, a wave of pawns coming down this way. How do you eliminate them in three turns? And then you just use it as like a chess strategy. Stressful chess strategy game.
That just sounds like Into the Breach.
But chess.
Well, that is very chess-like in that you have limited turns. You have pieces that move.
How does that work, sorry?
So, yeah, Into the Breach, because in that you've got turns, you've got mechs, they've got, like, attack patterns. You know, they'll attack certain blocks or in certain directions, and you're trying to sort of smash, I can't remember if they're aliens or insects, but you're trying to smash some kind of bug in limited turns before the bugs eat the people on the map. Mm. It is basically like a solve this chessboard in three moves puzzle.
Yeah, and you can see what they're going to do. Yeah, you can see what they're going to do, so you can do moves to change what they're going to do to not hit buildings or not hit civilians or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, every turn is just a brand new puzzle formulated by what you've done on previous turns. It's really cool. Very logic-heavy game. And maybe if you reskin it and turn it into chess versus zombies, we got ourselves a winner. But I think there's some other things that could be done with something as simple as zombie chess.
I like the turning stuff, like having pieces that can infect your pieces.
Because I think the three like key tropes of zombies is infection, the sheer number of them, and that bit where they bite like your mum or your dad and you're like, maybe they won't hurt.
No.
And then you're eventually like, I've got to kill my mum or my dad.
The queen or the king.
Yeah, I think those are the three bits of drama I want from all the zombie products.
Could you have like a piece that is like basically maybe your most powerful pieces or something that have, I don't know, the king or the queen or whatever it would be in this, the ones that have the most movement. Perhaps when you get infected, like it's obvious that you've been infected, but you have no idea how long it's going to take to turn, how long it's going to take until this piece turns. And so you have to decide how long you want to keep this piece to be able to use it to complete the level or something. Because if it suddenly turns and then all of a sudden the most powerful piece on the board is now a zombie.
Mm. Like you want to get it away from the middle of the pack or something, but you still want to utilize it. So you put it to the edge and it's less effective there or something like that.
I think what you can do is add a dice to this for the infections, right? So if you're infected...
Not chess anymore.
Well, no, it is. But it's the dice is for the infections. So the way I would see it is... Because you don't know when, you know, like you said, you don't know when someone's going to turn and then all of a sudden... they do. So with this, I would say every time, so you've been bitten, your next turn, you roll a d20 and you start that. If it's 18 or higher, you turn. And then, okay, I've survived another turn. Next turn is 17 or higher until you get to like 10 and then it's 50-50 every turn. I think that's how you would kind of manage that. So there's an element of risk and also obviously luck, but it's like, do I, you know, sacrifice this pawn? And you can just kill them and take them away, and maybe you lose something, or you keep them around as long as you can, and they could turn, and then all of a sudden they're on the other side.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, if this game gets made and is released, I want this to go to the hardcore chess crowd, and they like definitives. They want to know if their pawn is going to attack diagonally, it's going to take that piece. There's no chance involved. So maybe adding random chance to it is something.
But then, how do you do the
alienate the hardcore chess audience? You know,
and are you really going for them? Because they've already got this. They've already got this game called chess.
Yeah, no, they're bored of it now. Though, how long has chess been out?
Well, if they're bored of it, then you can't alienate them. They're like, oh, at last, someone's adding something new to chess: zombies and randomness.
Maybe, but I personally think no randomness, definitive. Maybe the mission is simple. Like you were saying, you have to get the king across the board, or maybe you have to get this particular unit to the middle and then back again to pick up supplies. And during this time, you know, there's waves and waves of zombie pawns coming in, and you have to use your units to eliminate as much as you can. Don't laugh at zombie pawns. I think maybe it's just like the Into the Breach style thing, where it is just, how do I solve this turn? And then how do I solve the next turn? And every level is 5 minutes. Or maybe it is just wave defense survival chess.
It's going to have some cool animations. Did you ever play Battle Chess when you were younger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've watched Harry Potter. Great. I know that we're going to have chess with amazing animations.
It's going to have some cool zombie munching in this game.
I just like how many attempts people have had to make chess interesting and sexy by just adding basically Mortal Kombat fatalities.
I think like this could be really fun, just like having, even just having like a little dumb, kind of plot slices over the top for each level, like for different scenarios. Like you're like the first one is you're in a city and you need to get supplies. So it's a different, like perhaps there are different environments. There might even be different kind of environmental factors.
Or what if you start and you've got, it's just the queen and the king, very powerful units, sure. But first level, you save a knight. And then the level after that, you save the rook. And then you go back to your camp and you have to watch a load of communication between your chess pieces.
Oh, this is really fucking cool. This is so... Okay, this is really opening up now. I'm getting quite...
That was a joke, by the way.
No, but this could be amazing. So if you have new characters that you meet along the way, you know, because just like The Walking Dead, you're meeting new survivors and whatever.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, so if you meet... All right, what if Daryl was a chess piece?
He'd be the bishop.
Which one would he be?
The bishop.
All right, so you would meet, meet Daryl.
Yeah.
And you would be like, all right, this guy's a fucking bishop. But you don't know that until you get him back to camp and you actually inspect
the looks
different
like
directions
a bishop
that he can move. He looks like a bishop. You're saying give you different options.
Replace the chess pieces with people, but they move
literally,
as...
Yeah,
with okay, people, but I was imagining as
Matt Castle.
I was imagining literally just... chess pieces, and the zombies are slightly worn down chess pieces, you know.
I'm totally imagining just The Walking Dead, but with chess chess movement.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. Huh. I mean,
I'm getting pretty excited over that now.
Literally a guy, a unit on a horse. Like, there's your...
Yeah.
What could he be?
Knight.
That guy's wearing a crown.
Maybe that can form part of how you build out your crew. Like maybe some missions, there's like, oh, there's a pawn over there. Do I want to go rescue the pawn character, even though he's pretty shitty? But I might not need him now. But next mission, we've got a bunch of cannon fodder characters with us. And we just be like, yeah, off you go.
Exactly. Maybe it could get to a point where you completely break the stress. Why do I keep saying stress? Chess strategy where you don't have, you know, your 10 pawns and your 2 rooks, 2 bishops, etc. You've just got like this mess of characters that don't fit the chess theme, but they are chess, I guess.
Well, they all have chess movements, but it's not a chess set, right? You might have like, and maybe there's like a certain amount of, I don't know, maybe you have like a limit, like a power level or whatever. Say if you have 50 points that you can put into your team, and a knight counts for 10 points, but a pawn counts for 2 points, you know, whatever. And so if you want, you can just have five knights.
Yeah, imagine trying to balance that. I've got 50 bishops. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, so many dials.
Running diagonally.
I think it should still be chess. Like the units are chess. I like the idea that it is just these units against these units. And you know it's chess, but you're kind of putting these scenarios, you're imagining what it's actually like in this field, right? I kind of like that. It's got like a playful style to it as well. And also, I kind of want to see a bishop open its gruesome mouth and chomp into a knight real quick. Like, that sounds fun.
Are you imagining like little action sequences of when you take a piece?
Possibly.
Jumps down to player level.
Yeah, it jumps down to the player level. And then it, like, after he gets bitten, he fucking pushes him away and gets rid of that zombie. And then you zoom in on the bishop. His eyes are welling up and you're like, oh God. Oh no.
And there's a very intimate moment between them now. Yeah.
No.
They exchange glances.
You didn't get bitten, did you? Get back! Get back! Get away from
every
me!
Every time this happens.
So fucking
the game's last about 4 hours.
The other bishop's on the other side of the board. He's like, I'm coming to get you, but can only run diagonally and can never get onto the same square as him.
And I think it should just be really heartfelt, brutal moments of realism in amongst your chess tokens getting bitten by pawns.
Okay, so we have more ideas to get through, right? So we should probably move on. But
well, I mean, I didn't expect to get this much distance from this one, to be honest.
I kind of want to hear what other people think of this. I mean, I don't know, like, is this...
What if we said, what is your game? What is your game? If we just end it now, what is chess versus zombies for you right now?
What I was saying with the characters, but they have chess moves. And I think that's like you pick up units and like what James said of, oh, this map has two pawns I could go rescue and they could join me. I think that works really well. You know the move sets and it's just figuring out how you can move across the board, which is the one thing I think you should do. So you know there's an end goal, but there are hordes along the way that you can take. The walking chess.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, it works. Yeah. I hate it that it works. James?
I mean, I would say the same as Chris, but just to add a bit of your flavour in, they're people, but they're dressed up in, like...
Oh, my God.
In the outfits of whatever chess piece they are.
Why would they be doing that?
Okay, let's rescue that bishop.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. But it's all like covered in blood and shit. It's gross.
Yeah. Nice.
Is this one for you, Matthew? How are you seeing?
I just think I associate chess with kind of cool, calm, collected heads and clinical movement. I don't associate it with chaos, which is what I associate with zombies. I don't think these two elements go together.
But that's the pull.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Right,
ouch.
Chaotic chess.
Yeah.
Nice review. All right. All right. Look, like maybe the next one's going to work. Maybe the next one's going to grab him.
Okay. Look. Okay. So Deathloop just came out. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, to describe Deathloop, it's Dishonored, except you, when you die, you go back in time, you have a second chance to try again. And if you fail completely, you go right back to the start of the level and retry it. It's a time loop with killing. I haven't played it, but that's pretty much it, right? And I when I first watched some footage of it, I saw like a character selection screen or something like that. And I was like, wait, fuck, is this game multiplayer? Turns out it's not. How do we do that then? How do we make Deathloop multiplayer? So my idea is 30 seconds around the defenders.
Yeah.
They play their game. And they, I feel like Chris is about to say this game exists, but
it is multiplayer.
It is multiplayer.
a bit.
No, hang on, it has a multiplayer element, right? Yeah. Can you explain what that
is
before
it?
He goes, just
this
in
is
going to
change everything.
Well, Matt, do you want to take this? As you've probably played it more than me.
Yeah, so you're trying to achieve your goals in single player, but there's an AI character who hunts you, and that can be controlled by another human. So a bit like a sort of Dark Souls invasion.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so good, because that's not what I'm imagining. Okay, so I'm imagining this, let's just call it Team Fortress 2 for now, where you've got the two, hang on, just imagine that in its play style. You've got one team attacking, one team defending to stop them from taking the payload and then taking it back to their base.
Imagine.
I'm imagining that the defenders, they begin, they've got 30 seconds to do stuff in an arena, right? And they shoot guns down a hallway. They don't see what's going to happen yet. They place traps. They put turrets down. And then 30 seconds later, it resets. And the attackers then come in and face what the...
Yeah, that's cool.
Fuck,
yeah,
is it?
Literally, it's out in a week's time. It's literally that game.
He's done it again.
That sounds like a great game.
Hang on a second.
Is that exactly what Lemniscate is?
Let me just find this out. Hang on. Lemniscate.
Because Chris has quite a history of basically saying this game exists, but actually it kind of exists in quite a different form.
Matthew agreed.
Oh, right. Hang on. Yeah, turn-based combat strategy FPS taking place in a time loop.
we're in the time loop. I don't know, array of games at the moment, aren't we? We had golf not too long ago. Now it's time loops. That's the.
Wait, we had time loop golf. Oh, I see what you mean. Time loop, not time loop golf.
I mean, that's the next wave, perhaps. It's like, oh, let's put these two great ideas together.
Yeah, you know what? This game exists. It's Lemniscate.
Well, you can play it at next week on Game Pass.
You can play it
great
next
deal.
Week or this, this week, depending deal. On when this comes out. Hashtag ad. Man, you know what? That would be a great way. That would be a great way for like people to sponsor this show. If we had like a game sponsor the show, maybe I just pitch the idea and then at the end we're like, oh, you know what? This incredible game exists.
You've wasted an hour of your time for this 1 hour long advert for this game.
Yeah, people love that. You get to the end of the episode, you're like, fuck, that game sounds amazing. It's just a shame I can't play it. Well, you can. You can. It's Lemniscate.
Chess also exists. This is it. We're two for two.
Okay. Well, I know for a fact that this third idea doesn't exist. And in fact, it's been pitched before. It's Kaplunk.
I love Kaplunk. Let's go.
The very, very, very first episode of Pitch Please was never released. And it was a very different podcast at the time. It wasn't even called Pitch Please. It was, I don't know what it was. It didn't have a name. It was just us talking to game devs and talking about their experiences. And I was there. I don't really know why I was there, but I was interrupting a lot by saying, would you make my game? And that then turned into Pitch Please. So I'm going to re-pitch this one because it's never been heard before and you've probably forgotten it and Matt definitely hasn't heard it.
All right.
Stay quiet. It's film time.
You're in the cinema.
You're in the cinema watching a film, but the popcorn is so loud and the snacks are crinkling. Control your hands to satisfy your hunger, but not make so much noise that you get kicked out. That's the game. What do you think?
I didn't think I was there, but this rings up. I was there. This is like sudden like Vietnam flashbacks.
I think we give Matthew the first.
I want to hear Matthew's reaction first.
What do you think?
So the whole game is about trying to quietly eat popcorn.
Yeah, and various other snacks.
Right. Is it like... The thing is, I could see it being like a mini game in like Yakuza or something, but...
Right. Well, and it's not it's a
whole
game.
Game of just quiet eating.
Yes.
Well, yeah. there was more to it than that, right?
Was there?
Yeah.
You tell me.
There were other elements. So
there's a quietometer and an enjoyment-ometer and a hungometer. Uh-huh. You don't want your hungometer to go to zero, or you'll die. You want to be able to enjoy the film. You need to be there the entire time and enjoy the film and its thrilling climax. But also, you don't want your quietometer to hit the top because then you're being loud and you'll get kicked out.
There is actually a mini game in Yakuza, isn't there, where you're in a cinema.
Oh, this exists?
No, it's not. I'm trying to stay awake during an abstract art house film.
Yeah.
You have to sort of shoot that the sort of sleepy sheep who are trying to put you to sleep.
Yeah, like men with sheep. It's quite cultish. It's a bit bizarre.
You don't like offend the owner of the cinema who wants you to watch these obscure foreign films with him.
Well, that sounds incredible. When did Yakuza come out? I can't wait to play it. Is it on Game Pass?
Yes.
But hang on.
It is. But wow.
Your idea was slightly, because the other stuff that we talked about, from what I remember at least, was that there was also a meter where you could... Like,
a lot of meters.
Wasn't this something we were talking about having to annoy people as well? Well, not having to, but basically having to throw popcorn at other people, at people's heads, trying to annoy them to a point, but without them figuring out that it was you. And also there was the mechanic with the volume of the movie as well. So you had to balance.
Oh, look,
you
had sniper elite action in there.
Try and eat during an explosion.
I think the single scenario of just being in the cinema is for a whole game, I'm not interested. I am interested, however, in a game which is about lots of different scenarios.
Funerals.
Where you are trying not to disturb something, but have to achieve some kind of noisy goal.
Right, I see.
There could be more comic potential in, like...
Okay.
For some reason, I'm thinking... Have you ever seen that... There's that Steve Coogan film, The Parole Officer.
He's hiding
in this room and he's trying to eat a very noisy packet of crisps without these gangsters hearing him and finding out that he's in the room listening to them, but he's like diabetic or something, so he needs to eat these crisps.
Hyperglycemic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I honestly thought you were going to say, I think we could add more comedy here. What if maybe they had a gun for a hand?
No, I was going to say they're in a courtroom trying to eat a bag of crisps. That's exactly where my brain went immediately.
That could be a scenario because you're trying to eat them whenever they hit the gavel because it's loud.
You're just in a... Right, okay, this is great. You're in a series of scenarios where you're not supposed to be eating, but you're really hungry. So what are the other ones? Chris said funeral.
Wait, is it just eating or is it just
could,
other...
I think it could be other things as well, other activities.
Flatulence at a funeral.
What? Oh, I see. Oh, so it's not just eating. Okay. So you need to fard and shid at a funeral.
Well, maybe.
Maybe not shit.
If you needed to shit, you would just go.
You would sleep.
It's that classic scenario where you're at a funeral and you have to take a loud shit in the room where you are sitting down.
A poo-poo. I feel like we could... I feel like we could go a bit WarioWare with it.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Maybe. I'm trying to remember that time. I've tried to block it out mentally out of my mind.
Just based on the pitch today. But
I feel like you could do with some mini games. Maybe there's like a mini game and you're opening the crisps and you're like having to button mash, but you know, pattern to like stop the crinkling before it's doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Things like that. But so there are mini games in an overarching scenario.
Right.
You know, you've got your big Coca-Cola and it's near the end and you've got to not make noise as you start as the coffin is lowered into the ground and you've got to finish your Coke Zero.
Just loves eating everywhere.
You gotta eat.
You just have to eat.
Yeah.
All right. So you have some condition, which means you just have to eat constantly.
You have to
do about it.
Yeah.
And it's very awkward. You can't explain this to people because no one's going to believe you.
I'm sorry.
I have to eat these crisps at this funeral.
I need this Coke right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a notorious liar. Like you've done this. Yeah. You've pulled all kinds of crap in the past. And now no one believes you that you need to bring popcorn to a funeral.
Yeah, there has to be very specific meals as well. There are some times where you just have to have the popcorn. Sometimes it's crisps.
That's the replayability. You choose a loadout, which is what are your snacks when you go into it.
Okay, yeah.
So you go, yeah, all right. Right. This is a noise level 10, so you know, difficulty hard.
The hardest crisps to eat would be salt and shake because you have to shake the bag.
Oh god, yeah.
Or maybe there's a Pringled mode because once you pop you can't stop, so you have to do it in a certain amount of time and you just constantly have to eat crisps and
it's
figure
like
out
combo.
The patterns.
I don't know if Pringles would want to be associated with a man eating Pringles at a funeral. He's popped, he can't stop.
And then shitting himself.
We could get some sort of, if you eat too quickly, indigestion, pop a Rennie. And like we could really get some good brands in here.
So how is this work? Are you just like, how is the actual movement working? Are you just pressing a button and he eats it? Or is this VR? Is it just mouse and keyboard now? Is it hand tracking VR?
Nintendo DS.
It's like Cooking Mama.
What, how does that work?
Burying Mama.
Yes, Burying Mama.
Cooking Mama has like lots of mini games for like every stage of cooking.
Yeah.
So it could be like opening a bag of crisps, salt and shaking them,
and then you've got
munching.
You've got a thirst because of all the salt, so you have to go for your drink. And then, you know.
And the drink is a coffee, so you have to blow into the microphone.
Yeah. It's a Nintendo DS game because of that
it's
console.
It's a DS game, yeah.
Yeah, it's still alive and kicking.
Do they still make games for that?
No,
it could be the last one. Yeah. That's why it's special.
That's how you get news. story.
Everyone's like, wow, I can't believe the last DS game is about a man who wants to eat Pringles at a funeral.
I think people would buy Burying Mama.
Burying Mama.
I'm interested in... All right, so look, out of the... Incredibly, we've managed to fill a podcast length with these ideas, including one of them which already exists. One of them which already existed is highly anticipated.
Yeah, that didn't help. Which I will admit, that didn't help.
To be fair, credit to you for coming up with that advance.
Exactly. There you go.
Having no idea what Lem the Skate is.
Who made it? Let me just real quick. This is not a brand deal. I'll prove it. Fuck you, Rat Loop Games Canada. Why did I read Canada like that?
Canada. This has been a strange filler episode.
Fever dream.
No, not a filler episode. Not at all.
This is like a pick and mix.
Ideas back
okay,
and back.
A pitch and mix.
Yeah.
I'm legitimately into the noisy food one.
What,
oh,
really?
Wow. Okay.
I kind of want it to be... I would want it VR, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least a VR version.
Yeah.
Okay.
The comedy of the different scenarios, and yeah, I think you could have some fun with it.
I feel like, yeah, I can definitely see that appealing to the man who pitched a game about a man who has a gun for a hand that won't stop
it's
shooting.
Kind of, wow. It's quite similar in theory.
I like the thematically Sniper Elite-esque style, watching out for noises, you know?
Yeah.
And using those... and timing things correctly. I think that's nice. And especially with the bar aspect of it, you're like, okay, I've got to eat something because my bar is about to be. So is there going to be a noise? I'm looking out for like the rhythmic thing that always happens. Like the bell always tolls every, you know, minute and a half for some reason.
Yeah. You see the second hand
sneak some crisps
across.
In.
Someone jumps onto the coffin and screams and wails. when that happens, that's when you're just like shoveling them into your gob.
Yeah.
You have to try and create distractions.
Oh, that's a good point.
That could be the throwing the popcorn element, yeah.
You throw a single popcorn to create a distraction.
Yeah.
It depends where you throw it.
You throw your shoe. I don't know.
You have to talk to the grieving widow and remind her of good moments.
Do you remember how much your husband loved popcorn?
The good thing is this is VR lacks a lot of seated experiences, and I think all of these situations could be a nice seat. You're surrounded by snacks. No, people have avoided you because you're like you've got, you know, nachos and liquid cheese at a funeral, and
you need to keep the snacks secret, right?
Yeah, and if you open your coat too fast, then you know your Doritos start to rustle, and you have to pull them out of the pocket very slowly. All the while looking around for any distractions you can make.
Have you ever tried to open a bag of popcorn, like a foil bag of popcorn at a cinema?
Exactly. That's where this game came from.
Excruciating.
I really feel like I have lived this game. Like I've had so many moments where I've seen, like, I've been to films which are either like really ultra gloomy and sad or have just like inappropriate violence or whatever, and then I'm like, oh, I really want to eat a lot of minstrels, and so like I'm eating them like when there's a car chase because I know no one can hear me. I'm like, ah, da, da, da. Like I really do that. So
when you have the scenes when they're pointing guns at each other and it's really tense and quiet and you've just got like a Dorito up to your mouth and you're waiting for one of them to shoot so you can finally chow down on this bitch.
And then extreme difficulties watching the equivalent of A Quiet Place.
Oh my God,
I had snacks in that film and I still had snacks at the end of that film because
I can't imagine
one,
going to see that.
I think someone like blinked loudly and everyone turned and looked at them. Like it was dead. So like, and that is the super hard. There were a couple of loud moments in that, and that's where you've got to time them.
You got to watch that film while eating popping candy.
Oh my God, popping! Hang on, is popping candy actually that loud outside of your own?
Inside your head, it sounds crazy.
Yeah. Well, no. You every time you have popping candy, you have to open your mouth and like lean towards someone else.
otherwise,
so loud because they're not enjoyable.
I mean, we definitely need like a freedom mode where you can finally live your dream of just making as much noise as you want in the cinema without there being any downside.
A grieving widow.
Yeah, you're just in their face like, ram, ram, ram. Look at this Doritos. Fuck you.
I wouldn't say that is my fantasy.
It's going to be someone's. It's going to be someone's.
Doritos in a widow's face.
Like. Okay. Minstrels then. Sorry, you're right. I got that.
While screaming at her, like how much I'm enjoying it. I want to enjoy them solemnly at the back of the church.
Well, that's the main game. Come on, this is the endless mode. This is the take the piss mode.
I feel like, so what scenarios have we got? We've got the cinema, we've got the funeral. Courtroom. Just to tie it in. I mean, that's three. I don't
library.
A library. That's library. A good one. Library. How about
post office?
On the toilet. Hospital. Like a public restroom. You don't want people. You could have your things with you, and you got an incredible thirst. But you don't want people to think you're eating in the toilet. That's, no one does that. But you need to have exactly. But you got to make, you can't put anything down. So you have to juggle everything, right? You just slowly.
You know what? Out of all of us here, I reckon, Chris, I could imagine you being the guy who might go to a restaurant and then nip off to the toilet for a packet of hula hoops.
And carry on eating.
I don't know how to take that.
I mean that in a good way. I think
I don't think you can.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I'm on the same page. What the fuck are you talking about?
I want, on a related note, I once poured a very thick hot chocolate down a toilet in a French toilet in Paris at the Eurostar, and then the flush was broken, and I couldn't leave because it just looked like I devastated it, and also it smelled lovely. Just the most cursed bowl destruction. Like if I left, someone would be like, "What on earth? Like, it has happened in here."
How did you solve this? Did you just leave quiet?
I just had to wait until I thought there was no one in there, and then sneak out.
Okay. Oh my god!
I just walked out and then said to the person waiting outside, "I've left some for you. Have you
found it?" I'll give it 5 minutes. It's going to start curdling soon.
You need to let that one cool down.
Why did you have to pour it down? Did you just not like it?
Because I bought it. It was really rich. I wanted to put it in a bin, but all the bin bags are see-through because of the whole, you know, all the bombs. So I had to...
you dropped a bomb elsewhere.
I thought if I put the whole hot chocolate in the see-through bin bag, everyone's going to be, look at this opulent fool throwing away an entire hot chocolate. So I thought, I'll throw it down the toilet.
I feel like you've now inadvertently introduced a whole new mechanic to this game, which is like attempting to dispose of the food.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That you don't want, or packaging that you have to get rid of.
Yeah,
right. Public.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you throw it? Out.
Stuff the empty crisp packet in the coffin. Yeah, that's it.
As you see the coffin, everyone's like, Joe says, like, no, you have to slip a crisp packet under his funeral.
You have to try and hide a whole Pringles tube on it somewhere.
Without everyone's just like down his sleeve.
Everyone's like throwing a bit of dirt onto it before they properly
chocolate crumbs.
Throw a crisp packet on there.
A hot chocolate.
Amazing.
All right, look, I think that one seems to be the most fun out of the
I
the
can't
three.
Believe
well,
that.
Two,
I cannot believe
the two
that.
Ideas.
The two which, ideas. Because one of them already exists and is coming out next week.
And the other is chess. Gate.
Yeah.
And the other is chess with zombies.
Yeah, it's just chess. I mean, I was quite up for that one, to be honest. Walking Dead chess. I know that was not like your idea of it, but...
Walking Dead chess was not my idea. The idea chess versus zombies. How is it not that idea?
Look, they made
but it just being like, you know, chess pieces.
Yeah.
Like actual characters.
Yeah,
I'd be interested in that.
I think there's definitely something that could be done there. And I'm sure if we spent more time thinking about it, we'd get something kind of cool from there. And I feel like anyone listening now, if you have an idea about chess versus zombies or the walking chess or stressful chess or whatever it's called, then
crowdsource it.
Let us know. However, if you want to play
Porn
Stay
of the
Quiet,
Dead.
It's Film Time, or wait, what do we call that one? Did that have a name? I don't think it did it?
You just called it Stay Quiet, It's Film Time. I think that was
the line at the top of the pitch.
Keep quiet and your stomach explodes.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
If you have any ideas about that, then let us know. Alex, where can they let us know? Turntables, bitch.
They can let us know. Oh my god. Oh, I've discombobulated. They can let us know at Pitch Please Pod with no vowels because I changed it up yeah. just for a bit of fun on yeah. Twitter.
Terrible also, business YouTube comments.
You can also just you can just comment on the podcast. You can review it. You can give us 5 stars if you want on Spotify. That's the platform that matters. If you're listening elsewhere, thanks. But if you could just listen on Spotify instead, that'd be great.
There you go. Wow. And if you want to play Lemnisgate, it's out on the 28th of September, and it's 20% off right now.
Or amazing. On Game Pass.
Or on Game Pass,
Which is such a great deal.
Not sponsored. Just a mistake.
Next time we're gonna have, we might have a guest. I don't know. Yeah. Fuck it.
Why not?
I'll find someone.
Who could it be?
Thanks everyone for listening.
Thanks everyone.
Thanks for joining. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Matt, for that wonderful image of you chucking a thick, hot brown liquid down a toilet. I can imagine the panic on your face. And it's as delicious as that hot chocolate sounds.